This podcast replay, it's brought to you by Nature Bee. Hey, it's Big O. In a virus-filled world, boost your immune system the way I have for 20 years. 2 capsules a day, sustained energy all day long. Order at naturebee.com and use my code Big O for free shipping. Naturebee.com.
So, we, some of us took the logical approach. Very few of us took the logical approach with Tua. Most people took the hyperbolic, overreacting approach, all of that kind of stuff, right? We explain to you constantly, this is a guy coming off a hip surgery. It's going to take him a little while to get in a groove. And then we realize that the head coach hated the kid, was against the kid, was practically scheming against the kid, and also was inept because he could not build an offensive staff and the talent around him was poor. So we pointed out all of those things. We constantly told you there's nothing wrong with Tua. Nothing whatsoever. The only thing wrong with Tua is that he is getting healthier and healthier every week, every month, because as you're removed from hip surgery, you would figure in that second year is when you're really fully, you know, developed and you're back to as close to where you were, you know, knee, elbow, whatever it is that you repaired. You know what I mean? That first year, you're healthy, but you're really not yourself yet. It usually takes that second year. So we constantly told you that he's got to get healthy. And more than anything, he did not have the coaching and he did not have the talent. More than anything else, okay? Because even last year, he would have played way better if he had Mike McDaniel on the staff, right? Nobody's going to argue that anymore. So we had a lot of hyperbolic, a lot of crap. It's funny because so the kid's a dynamo in high school and a dynamo in college. He comes off the bench to win the national championship. He's got ice in his veins. All his passes are on target. They lead the receivers, the ball placement, the anticipatory skills, all of that is there. And then you saw it at Alabama. But yet all of a sudden we had tons of people. Oh, he can't throw. He can't do this. He can't do that. All that crap, right? And so, you know, now they're all realizing that they were completely wrong. And you should have trusted your eyes because that's what I did. I trusted my eyes. I go, this kid's a player. Sure, he has injury history, but outside of that, don't tell me he can't play the game. Watch him. The guy plays the game. He's really good. But what did we get? We got the hyperbolic, and we got everything, right? From being too short to being a weirdo that Omar called him, all that kind of stuff, right? He doesn't want to be a leader, teammates, all that kind of stuff. Well, I don't know if you saw this yesterday, but apparently, he was the MVP, the Nickelodeon Most Valuable is what he was. And so the Nickelodeon Most Valuable gets an award. And there he is, hugging Xavier. I mean, hugging Tyreek Hill. Yeah, but I thought he was a weirdo. I thought
his teammates don't like him or whatever. It's the polar opposite.
His teammates love him, man. Ask Sean. He goes into the locker rooms with me every week. C-Man goes into the locker rooms with me every week. Tua's there, dude, playing ping pong, joking around with guys, constantly talking with. And I see him talking with different guys. Okay? It's ridiculous. And he was like that at Alabama. You could find video of him, in the back, whether it's in meetings or whatever, behind the scenes, in other words. joking around with teammates, playing his ukulele, whatever, all that kind of stuff. He's a good dude, man. He's a good person. Great person. It's just hilarious to me how people like this can get all kinds of hate. You know what I mean? It's just weird. And I'm glad that we're seeing all this kind of stuff. And again, we have a coach that is allowing us inside. Okay? We had an a-hole here for 2 years that thought he was Bill Belichick. Look, man, you want to act like Bill Belichick? That's fine, bro, but get the results then. You know? You want to act like a tyrant? Well, make sure that your tyrant ways work. And obviously they didn't. You know, because that's the only way the tyrant is even in sports. It's the only way the tyrant is accepted. You have to have the results with it. And every time, whether you're Josh McDaniels or Matt Patricia or you're Brian Flores or whatever, you take the attitude with you, the tude with you, but you don't bring everything else. And so you don't allow people to grow. You don't allow people to be themselves. You don't allow people to connect. You don't allow a team to get together to become a team. And there he goes. He gets slimed. And who does he go to? He goes to Tyreek. And he gets slime on Tyreek. You know what I mean?